to meet his friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Marinimi Marasi Shiyichu and all the Cholim in Klal Yisrael, a refuah shlema b'mehera. V'iyef shar lefartam ki rabim heim letzareinu harav. In the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Makis, it tells us that if you have Edim who are Kohanim, and they're made about a certain Kohen, who's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, you don't say that their din should be like the Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, but rather they get 40 Malkus. Frektoisvis, Dibrascha Midan Rishpanashi Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza in Oimrim, Vitema, I don't understand. Tema, Kevan Dim, who's Moenam Nazi Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzim, Ken Gamishalayz Moechi Atsuapim Ben Grusha. Doch you MS Famai Havil Edus Shiate Cholazim Venza Edus. If they become Edim Zomene, they don't come a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, like the Mishnah says. So even if they're not Edim Zomemin, how can they make Ploni a Ben Grusha? And don't say that Be'emes, even if they're not Muzam, he doesn't become a Ben Grusha, because Hachiyu Emes, that the person Taka becomes a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, Al-Yidei Hadas Ha'idim, through the Edus of the Edim, he becomes a Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. Frek de Gemara Amai, Ftosis Amai, Ha'havilei Dushiyat Echol Azima, since you can't be Makayim in the Edim, Kashir Zomam, because they're not going to get the same punishment as the Ben Grusha. Memela, this is Edus, Shiyat Echol Azim, you can't do Edim, you can't make them Edim Zomim. What does Edim Zomim mean? That they get the same punishment they wanted to mete out, but here they're not getting the same punishment. So Memela, it's Edus, Shiyat Echol Azim. And as such, it's not good Edus. So how do they make them into a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza? And for Tosfos, Vishloimar, came in the Lokan have a Kashir Zoma, Vavishapri Yochal Azima. No, it is Kashir Zoma. Since they get Malkus, if they become Edim Zomimin, they get Malkus, as we learn from the Pasuk in the Gemara. So this Malkus is a Kim of Kashir Zomam, so it's considered Edim Yochal Azima. Frek Tosfos, I don't understand still. Tosfos doesn't, you know, until he gets it, he doesn't let up. Baruch Hashem. Because Shadim came my comer parakayu botkim. What does it mean? It's an hedge mem aleph amid aleph. Gabi e de nara murasidi lo mikdala de came and then lo mikdali. Mishum shihol lamalasu al baila banu. So by e de nara murasa that were made, and this nara murasa that she was mizana, e lo mikdala, she's not killed based on this edus. Why? Because they're not killed if they become Edim Zomimin. And that's because the Kevin de Inulo Mikdali, Shim Shecholim Lomer Losra Baila Banu, so they're not killed if they become Edim Zomimin, because they could say, we didn't come to kill her, but rather just to ask her on her husband with this Edus. So therefore, this is Edus, Shiate Chol Azima. And therefore, even if they don't become Edim Zomimin, she's not killed. So now we have a kasha, and the kasha is, what does the Gemara mean? My kamar, v'al mikoma kom lokin. How could the Gemara say that it's Edus Shtiachol Azima? Nevertheless, if they become Edim Zomim, they get Malkus. So you see, that since you can't be Makayim, the Yonash of Kashir Zomam, you get Malkus, like Ede Ben Grusha. And if it's like we say here, that when you get Malkus, it's considered Kashir Zomam, and it's Ede Shate Chol Azima, so why there is it called Ede Shiate Chol Azima? There it's also Ede Shate Chol Azima. Because you're giving Malkus, according to Tosfos' principle here, once you're giving Malkus, that's Edus Shatei Chol HaHazima. So there also it's Edus Shatei Chol HaHazima, but the Gemara says it isn't, and therefore you can't kill her. And says Tosfos, "V'yesh lomar dehasam kevin shebayim lechayva misa zamul aragas hanefesh." There, since they're coming to be mechayv for misa, in other words, they plotted to be mechayv for misa. They conspired to be mechayv for misa. Lo mekayim asher zama b'malkus. Therefore, there's no kiyum of kasher zamam when they get mir malkus. Tabehajik sif nefesh b'nefesh kabeh zamadeis nefesh. It says by them nefesh b'nefesh, by edis nefeshes. So there, it's takanat a kiyum in kasher zamam. Lo chashiva yochol azima. This edus is not considered edus shechol azima with mir malkus, because there it says nefesh b'nefesh. So there is a, that's a unique situation, that's the outlier of Al-Hacha, but here, where they're made on a coin, is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Shaloki Ben Elishvuye, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he wanted to make him Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Lekakim Lav Ba'alma, it's only a Lav. That he's not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. If he would work in the Beis HaMikdash, Alt ben Grusher ben Chalutza, what would his din be? His din would be that he's over on a lav. The kevin she yoku chashiv shapir edus shteichol azima. So here, it is edus shteichol azima. Why is it Eidus Shateichol Azima? Because only where it says Nefesh B'Nefesh, that soul for a soul, there we say that if they don't get killed, it's not Eidim's there, it's called Eidus Shateichol Azima. They can only get Malkus, but here Malkus is enough, because here they're only coming to Aser with a Lav, and therefore they don't have to get, in order to be Edim Zoman, you don't have to get the exact same punishment. All you have to do is get some sort of punishment, and as long as it doesn't say Nefesh B'Nefesh, it's only a Lav, so you're cool. It's considered in the sense that there's no that it's considered Edus Shteichol Azima. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Second teretz of Tosfos. V'od yesh lomar, v'gav eidus ben gusha v'chalutza lo chashin an klal b'teichol azima, d'mehecha nafgolan d'bin an eidus teichol azima v'kashir zamam, v'amuchach b'gemara d'kashir zamam lo nichtav v'gav eidus ben gusha v'lo koi klal olel b'shum tzad shebolam. V'al hasem gav einar muras v'adei kashir zamam koi nami aleim d'hissu b'miktali inu k'shehuzmu v'ilui v'lo huzmu. Tosfos says that with respect to the Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it doesn't need to be Eidus Shteichol Azima. Why? Because where do we learn that you need Eidus Shteichol Azima? From the fact that it says Kasher Zamam. And it's Smuch in the Gemara that Kasher Zamam wasn't written about Eidus Ben Grusha, and it's not referring to it at all. Because you're never going to give them the same punishment that they plotted, they conspired to give. There's no kasher zamam in half, because even if you make the eid of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you're not going to make his kids a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Whereas the he was zomeim, he conspired to these eidim to make this man a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza lo b'lazar acharam. Since he can't be makayim kasher zamam, the pasuk of kasher zamam was not said at all agabi this eidus. And since this pasuk that we learn from it that we require eidus shteichol azim isn't talking about eidus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so we don't have a makor to learn that the Eidus has to be an Eidus Shteichol Azima. So, it's a good Eidus. But there, Gabe Nara Murasa, Vade Kasher Zaman Kainami Aleim. But by Nara Murasa, the Pasuk is referring to them also. Because there are Ofanim. There are instances where the Eidim are going to be Makabal the Onesh as they conspired. The im hisruba, if they gave her asra, then they do get killed if they become edim zomimin. The edim were masre, they gave asra to this woman beforehand, then they are going to get killed. Because what do they do? If they become edim zomimin, we say to them, chevra, you just wanted to asra on her husband. So why'd you give her hasra for death? So it must be that you were trying to kill her. So then you get killed. So there you need to be mekayim bakasha zoma. So and when is she not killed? She's not killed if they didn't give her hasra. The moment they gave Hasra, then she's killed, and it's Eidus Shateichol Hazima. So the bottom line from this Teretz and Tosis is that in this case, you don't need Eidus Shateichol. In order for it to be good Eidus, you don't need Eidus Shateichol Hazima. The very fact that the Torah is not talking about this case. Because kasha zomim, you get the same punishment you wanted to give, and here you can never give the same punishment you want to give. So all parash of edim zomim is not talking about this case of ben grusha ben chalutza. So memela, what do we say? We say here you don't need edus shteichol hazim in order for it to be good edus, and therefore they can make this person a ben grusha ben chalutza. But in the case of namarasa, there are instances where they will be killed. In other words, when they're master and they give hasara for misa. So memela, there you need edus shteichol hazim. And the gemara says it isn't because. In certain instances, it's not Eidus Shateichol Azima. Because they can say that we're just coming to Aser her. We're not coming to kill her. Came to Aser her on her husband. And in that case, that's called Eidus Shateichol Azima. You can't give them the same punishment they wanted to give her. So indeed, in that case, it's Eidus Shateichol Hazima. It needs to be Eidus Shateichol Hazima because the parish of Kasha Zom is talking about a narrow Muras as well. And it isn't, because you're only giving them Malkus. Because in the absence of Hasra, then you can't kill them. Because they can say that we weren't coming to kill her. What were we coming to do? We were just coming to Aser on her husband. So that's Eidus Shateichol Hazima. And giving Malkus is not enough. Giving them Malkus doesn't make it Eidus Shateichol Hazima. Because Malkus there isn't enough. So there it isn't enough either because the parish of Kasha Zom is also talking about an Anar Murasa in certain cases. And if it's not miskayim, the kasher zamam, it's edus shiatechol azima. And reason number two is there it says nefesh benefesh. Not the aliyah organization, but the nara muras organization. That it has to be a soul for a soul, and if it isn't, then it's edus shiatechol azima. Mashen kain, in our case, where we're talking about a ben grusha ben chalutza. So according to the first Teretz, it's only a lav. You don't need to come on to nefesh benefesh. You don't need to actually give the same punishment, take a soul for a soul. So therefore it's considered yochol hazima. And in the second Teretz, Tosfos says that gabe ben grusha, we don't require any yochol hazima. Eidus shiatechol hazima. Because the whole parish is not talking about the ben grusha case. Bipshuta, we have to say. That the Yisodah Nafkamina Bein Shnei HaTerutzim, the difference between the two Terutzim, is that the first Teretz holds that the Malkus of the Ben Grusha is B'makom Onesh HaZama U'B'Misa Lo Sagi B'Zeh, and as explained by Moreno of Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol, Rav Moshe Luria Zatzal, We're going to be basing ourselves on his shiur on this, Asefas Shiur Min Simen Nun Vav. So, V'ben Grusha, V'hem B'makom Onesh HaZama, U'ven Misa Lo Sagi B'zeh. According to the first Teretz, the Malkus of Ben Grusha is instead in place of the Onesh HaZama. And since it's in place of the Onesh HaZama, it's considered Eidus Shteichol HaZima. You don't have to actually make them a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. You don't have to kill them. All you have to do is make them into a... give them a Malkus. And the Malkus is like the Onesh HaZama. And in the latter Teretz, they hold that Malkus is because of the lav of Losane, and not because of Hazama. And that's because, Bechreach, that we don't need Eidus Shateichol HaZima. Why are we giving them Malkus? Not out to the Hazama, because not in the parish of Hazama. So where are the Malkus coming from? They're coming from Losana Berechai Shaker. They're coming from their false testimony. So that's the nafkamina between the two terutzim. First teretz, the Malkus is a kiyum of Kashya Zama. And in the second teretz, it isn't. The Malkus are out Losane. And you don't need Eidus Shteichol HaZima. We're not in the parasha of Kashya Zama b'chlal. Now this matter, if Malkus b'ben Grusha is mitzad Losane or mitzad the Onesh HaZama, like we have in the second and first Terutzim, respectively, there is a big arichus in the Acharonim. Upshutan shel dvarim, shezeh mehilchus losane, de galikra, de lokin, alav, shein bo maase, hecha de blo ba'azara onesh, kasher zamam. So bepashtus, it's mehilchus losane, because the pasuk was megale, that they're loke, and alav she'en bo maisa, when there is no azhara for the onesh of kasher zama, as the Gemara teaches a little bit later on. Then we have a gilui in the pasuk that they get malchus on this lav she'en bo maisa if you can't give the kasher zama. And from Tosis is also muchach like this. Why does Tosis have to say Legabe Naramu Rasa that the Malkus aren't effective because it says Nefesh B'Nefesh? You can't compare them at all. Because here, the Malkus are in place of the Onesh Hazama. Whereas there, the Malkus are because of the Eidus to Aser and her husband. So what's b'chlal the comparison? Why is Tosfos saying that there's a kasha b'chlal? That look, over there, it's considered Eidus Shteichol HaZima because you're only giving Malkus. So here, where you're also giving Malkus, it's also Eidus Shteichol HaZima. So the Eidus should not be accepted. What's the teretz? Teretz should be pashut. Teretz can be that here when you're giving Malkus, here you're giving Malkus, the Malkus Amidin Kasher Zaman. And there when you're giving Malkus, the Malkus is because of the Eidus that they wanted to ask around her husband. It's Bechal not Midin Kasher Zaman. So there it's Eidus Shteichol HaZima. And here it's Eidu Shata Yechol Azima. So what's bothering them, Bechlau? The answer is that Tosas understood the Pashtas that even here, it's Midin Lo Sane. And despite the fact that it's Midin Lo Sane, it's considered Atayochol Azima. It's considered Eidos that you can make into, even though there's going to be no kiyum of kasher zamam lasis lachiv, you're not going to give the same punishment, but just the fact that you're giving malchus atzlosane, that's enough to be considered atechol azima. So why there when you're giving malchus? Is it, even though it's for a different reason, it's because of the Eidus Losu al-Baila, not because of Kasher Zamam. But that's instead of the Onesh HaZamah, just like here the Losan is instead of the Onesh HaZamah. There the Malkas are also instead of the Onesh HaZamah. So let them both be considered Eidus Shetechol Azima. And therefore we have to be Mechalek and say that Lagabe Misa, it's not enough to have the Malkus of Losane. See, right, in both cases, the Malkus are as Losane. But if there's a Chiyuv Misa, the Malkus of Losane is not sufficient. To be considered Eidu Shetechol Azima. Because there, Misa is required. So in Achinami, they're both Midin Losane, but there it's considered Eidu Shetechol Azima because there, Misa is required. Here, where Misa isn't required, the Losane is enough that instead of the Kasher Zamam, to make it considered Eidu Shetechol Azima. So you see that Bepashtos, it's Midin Losane, and therefore we can shtel tzu to Nara Mura, so there it's also Midin Losane. So we ask, why here? Is it yes, Atayachol Azim, and there it's not? And the answer is there, you mamish need a nefesh. And here a nefesh is not enough. And here Malkus, there you mamish need a nefesh. And therefore it's Eidu Shia Atayachol Azim. Whereas here, Malkus is enough as a replacement for Kasher Zamam. So therefore, Pshutan Shel Dvarim, like we said, is that it's Midin Losane. And then Tosis had to explain how the Losane is, in our case, a substitute for Kasher Zamam. And it is considered Atayachol Azima, and there it's not. And we can prove this from the Or Zeruah and Hilchos Miyon and Siman Tafresh Sadi Aleph, who brings the Kash of Tosfos and his Metarets like their first Teretz. He just adds, why does he not have to pay for the fact that he was Mafsid Matnis Kahuna, like the Ritva and the Ramban ask in our Sugya? He was mafsid matnas kahuna when he said you're a ben gusher ben chalutza. So why doesn't he have to pay for that? And the answer is mishum de'ein hazama lechatzayin, because there's no half hazama. And if on the edus of a ben gusha there's no onesh hazama, if they don't become a ben gusher ben chalutza, the edim, so gamal hafsid matnas kahuna leka. There's also going to be loss. They don't have to repay the loss of the manas kahuna. Now, if we say that malchus is considered Eidus. Sheata Yechola Hazima is because it's Mitzad Kasher Zamam. Why do they say it's a Zamal Chatzayin? Hagam Yishum Eidus Ben Grusha Ne'enash. Ela She'onash Mitchalef L'Malkot. V'lo Mikri HaZamal Chatzayin. I don't understand. According to the Or Zeruah, if you're learning that it's that the Malkus are a Kiyum of Kasher Zamam, then it's not Hazam al-Chatzayin. The Malkus are Kiyum of Kasher Zamam. And so too, let them pay the Matnas Kahuna. You just can't give the same punishment they wanted to give, so you give a different punishment. It's still a Kiyum of Kasher Zamam. So what's the answer? So the answer is Bechreach, that it's Mehilchas Losane. Why do they get Malchus? Because of their false testimony. It's not a Kiyum of Kasher Zamam. But there's no Onesh Hazama. And since there's no Onesh Hazama, it would be considered Hazama L'Chatzayin if they had to pay for the Matnas Kahuna. See, the Or HaZeruah is also clearly learning that here we're dealing with the issue here is Losane. The Malkus of a Ben Grusha is Mitzad Losane. And it's not an Onesh Hazama. And this Losane is enough to make it an Eidus Shateichol Azima, because it's instead of the Kasher Zama, but it's not a Kiyum of Kasher Zama. We see that from Tosus, from the fact that they compared it to Nara Murasa, where the Malkus are clearly not in the Parish of Kasher Zama. But rather because of their false testimony. And we see that from the Or HaZeruah, who says that there would be only half Hazama here. So obviously he's also learning that Rechlan not in the Parsha of Kasher Zama. Rather, the Malkus are Atzlo Sane, that if you can't, there's a Gilui in the Pasuk, that if you can't give the same punishment, then you give Malkus. And why are you giving the Malkus? The Malkus are Atzlo Sane. And not from the parish of Kasher Zama. The only thing is, according to this, it's very hard to understand their teretz. Why is it enough that they get Malkus, Mishum Losane, to make into it an Eidus Shateichol Azima? Seder, it's Betaris Losane. But we need Kasher Zama. In order to be Eidus Shateichol Azima, we need to give them Kasher Zama Lasas Lachim. They're not getting Kasher Zama. Where's the Kasher Zamam here? So the Pshuto, we have to say that Kavanas HaTosfos is that we don't require the Dafka, the Onesh of Kasher Zamam. We require an Onesh in order to be Martia, in order to scare them enough that they don't say a Sheker. And therefore, wherever there's Malkus, Me'ezes Sipa Shehi, it's considered Yochel Azima. Any Malkus is enough. That apparently is considered Eidus, that you can be Mason. And therefore they had to come on and say that Linyan Misa ain't okay. Rather, we require Mamish the Onesh of Kasher Zama. There it says nefesh benefesh. There it has to be bidiyuk what they wanted to give. But normally Tos is saying that malchus is enough. Any malchus, any koach harta'a. Anything you say to scare them, to push them back. That's enough. Because this way you know that they're telling the truth. Not only if they're going to get the same punishment, but even if they're going to get a different, even if they're going to get malchus for a different reason, but it's still a kiyum of kasher zama. Hashem came when it comes to anara murasa, so there mamish needs, you need nefesh benefesh. So we have a lot more to say about this Tosfos and about this sugya. And Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shiur, I'm hoping very much that we will continue moving forward. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.